Amen. Mommy, please come and say hello to the people. Mommy, come. At least, you know, it's not me alone that will say hello. So just, mommy doesn't want to come up, okay? Mommy is too humble, girls.
Praise the Lord. It's so good to be back home. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We really missed you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated. See, I was saying, I hope you will just pass me over. Lord, let this cup pass. Let this cup pass. But yet, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Glory to God. But the most awesome thing is, when I was saying, God, just for adventure, this cup. It's not going to cup pass over me today. Lord, I'll drink it, but let me know what you want me to say. And I heard a silent voice saying to me, the greatest move is about to happen.
Amen.
To show up, amen. The glory of God is about to be revealed. See, when we got born again in 1983, that's not many years now, is it? It's just only 34 years. Amen. When I got born again in 1983, I've always heard about the manifestation of the sons of God. And it's always been the focus. It's always been a desire. It's always been a prayer of all the saints, even before mankind. So we know that this thing is so precious to us as saints. And it's so precious to the Lord. And I know that the time is nearer now than when we first believed. So, what are the ingredients that the Lord is quickening to the church to bring about the hastening of the appearance of the glory of God and the manifestations of the sons of God? And we thank God that in this church, God has been so merciful to us. And He's been dropping everything, you know, by His grace, here a little, there a little, intercession. Because without power, we can't move anywhere. The life of God, because without the fuel of the life of God, we wouldn't have the strength to move. Love! We covers the multitude of sin and helps us to stay in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Humility. Hallelujah. The meekness and the loneliness. The Bible says that Jesus, He did not think equality with God was something to be grasped, but He humbled Himself. And the Bible says about Him, He was heard in that He feared. And He says, learn of me. From a meek and lowly. He didn't say, learn of me power. He didn't say, learn of me prayer. He says, learn of me from a meek and lowly in heart. Because that was what saved him at Garden of Gethsemane. When the testing was great. And the hour had come. And he said, Lord, can this cup just pass me by? But says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Was the meekness and the loneliness of that. Remember, then the last one that is going to, by the grace and the mercy we've been talking about, but it's going to be on the banner. You know, when they say something now, it's going to be on the front banner more than ever before. It's what I want to reiterate. It's not that we have not heard it before, but that was what the Lord dropped on my heart today. And if somebody is beside you, tell them you better open your ears. Because you know, the devil is a bad devil. Sometimes when some things are coming, he will make you sleep. Just like the disciples slept. At the point, the hour, that very hour, Joseph pray with me, I beg. He needed that help and they slept. May we not sleep in our day of visitation. In the name of Jesus. And so, the Lord said to me, he said, how did God introduce himself to us. How did he introduce himself to us? And this is the power of Godhead. He didn't say, let me make man in my... See, the gospel of I and me and solo is over. Amen. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. The gospel of me, of I, and being the solo run is over. Because if God did not say, let me, and let me tell you, we can see in the Bible there's hierarchy in the Godhead. Jesus, you will only submit to somebody who's higher than you, isn't it? And we know that the Bible says there's some things that God even hid from Jesus.
Yes.
So it is only the person that is higher than that that can do that. When he said, not my will, but thy will. You don't submit to somebody except the person is higher than you. And he says, not my will, but thy will be done. And the Holy Spirit will say of the, he will not speak of himself. So we know there's hierarchy in the Godhead. And the Bible says of Jesus, as I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Who is he hearing? Father. Higher authority. So we know there's God the Father, there's God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But yet God the Father didn't say, let me. If he said it, who can question him? Kabio Kosio. Kabio Kosio. There's no one that can question God. In him all things consist. Hallelujah. But in spite and despite, he tied himself with the rest of the Godhead. And he said, let us make man in our image. Tell somebody, unity is important. Unity is essential. Unity is pertinent. Unity. In unity lies the Godhead, strength, power. In unity will lie our own strength and our own power. Amen. There says, oh good. How good and pleasant. Give it to me in Psalm 133. Behold, see, look. Behold means look and see. Receive the revelation now. Receive the current, present day revelation and truth. Look, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Say, brethren to dwell together. Brethren to dwell together. So, whatever you do to me, whoever you are, whether yellow, brown, blue, black, or red, whether Igbo, Hausa, Yoruba, whether rich or poor, does not matter. Are you a brother? Are you a sister? So, if you are brethren, if you be brethren, there's no division. Oh, good. How good and places for brethren to dwell together. No walls. No walls. The church of the Lord in this end time. No walls. No schisms. No divisions. Whether in your mind or in your heart. Schisms and divisions are only in the heart and in the mind. If you put two children together, one son of the rich and son of the poor, they will play together. You will not know the difference. I've seen it in Lifeport when the sons of missionary are going around with the sons of governors and there is no difference. Being best friends, it is only us that creates a false division. Who are you? ta lo fe fe yen omo ta ni na ile ibo lo ti wa na ki loruko ba be let's interpret. You know, when our children is when they are coming home, we say, "Mommy, we know somebody that we believe God." You say, "Hey, sit down. Who is the father? Where is the mother from? What exactly are they doing?" If he says, "The mother is a market person." I think you need to pray more. What university did they go? What course did they read? Does it sound familiar? But if the child came and said, "Oh, mommy, I found somebody. The son of a commissioner." Then you now say, "What did he study?" "Oh, mommy, he studied chemical." God, you're good. God, you're merciful. What about the mother? "Oh, the mother is a PhD, works at the United Nations." Double, hallelujah. Hey, I don't know whether it is only me that is hearing myself today. I'm the only one hearing myself today. The Lord will have mercy on us. Unity. There's no schism. There's no division. Hallelujah. Maybe because me, I'm the son of a man who they had to use the cover of flower bag to sew bantefo. And the school had to use, to make nika for him to school. And the state had to provide money for him, the village had to give him money to go to scholarship. And throughout his life, if not for government and the scholarship, maybe I will not be where I am today. Maybe that is why I'm so considerate. And today, the man has a PhD from Cornell University and is my father. So we give God, you don't know what anybody is going to be. Don't write them off. Mothers, be careful. And you know, my mother and my father, my mom came from a very exclusive family. And of course, they had the same problem. Holy faith. Well, they used religion to be online. But my grandfather was one of the first people to have cars in Lagos. So you can imagine that she went to Edinburgh in the 60s for her course. So you can imagine. And it was her father that paid her. He was just not congruous. He was not flowing together. He wasn't congruent. He was incongruous. And they fought them. But thank you, Jesus. And look at this man now. My mother has been dead since 1986. He hasn't remarried. Because he's faithful. Even in death, when the covenant was over, he refused. So what again do we want? So what I'm saying, in unity lies our strength. How good and how pleasant. See, I like to give life examples so that we can see something. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Move on. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that run down upon the beard. Even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt, it is so powerful. It moves. Hallelujah. It moves. It flows. Nothing can stop it. Even to the least of the hem of the garment, it gets there. Nothing is left out. And see, what does it do? Next verse. As the dew of Hermon that descends upon the mountain of Zion. No height. No place is too high for unity to touch. No place is too low for he to touch. He can touch the tops of the mountains, and he can touch the hem of the garment. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. The blessing. The blessing. Even life forevermore. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Then let's look at Genesis. Look at the negative part. The Tower of Babel. These people gathered together. They made up their minds. And they wanted to reach God. They wanted to reach God. These are created beings, oh, in a fallen state. They wanted to reach God. And they kept building. And they kept building. And they kept building. They would have reached God. How do we know? Because even the three persons in God has said, hey, the people are war. Please, let's read that scripture. And the Lord said, behold, say again, look and see. Lucy again, look and see. Revelation. Behold, the people is one. And they all have one language. Tell somebody, I've got to have one language with you. I've got to have one language with you. And what is mommy saying? God, I have one language with you. You may be Igbo. You may be Yoruba. It does not matter. We will have one language. The language of the Holy Ghost. Speak it to me. Universal language of the spirit is one. It supersedes Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, India. Even he gives us heavenly language. He even talks about angelic language that the devil sometimes does not even understand. Hallelujah. So we have one language. We have one language. It is only the devil that did not allow us to have one language. Makes me look at you as Igbo. Makes you look at me as Yoruba. Makes me look at you as rich. Makes me look at you as poor. Makes me look at you as lady. Makes you look at me as presbytery. But we have one language. We have one language. And it says, in this and this they begin to do. And now nothing. Everybody say nothing. Nothing. Who said this? Who said this? About who? Now you are doing comprehension. About who? About men in a fallen state that are united. We are now in a regenerated state. And the Bible tells us, know ye not, ye are gods and the children of the Most High. So in unity, in one language, nothing will be restrained from us, which we have only imagined. Not even said it, just thought about it. Because a king scatters things with his thoughts. Even imagine to do, that's the power of unity. And then, look at what happened. The Pentecost. And it's going to be again the glory in the upper room. Says, stay there until you be endued from power on high. So what God is saying to us is, church, stay there in unity until the glory be revealed and you be manifested as the sons of God. Hallelujah! Stay there! Don't move out. And the Bible says, and behold, I send a promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. This is the season of until. Amen. So we will endeavor we will endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Because this is the season of untear. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. I love you so much. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Everybody say love, the word, praying in the spirit, in unity, will bring the glory. That's what mommy has told us. Hallelujah. It's going to bring the glory. Honey, thanks for that word. Please, everybody, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Let's stay united until, don't move an inch until the glory comes. Hallelujah. Keep praying. Keep using the blood, the word, the spirit. Keep walking in love, you know, and just stay there. The upper room in the Acts of the Apostles was a physical location. But today the upper room is in the upper place of revelation. You may be in Bodija, I may be here, some of you may be in England, but we can be in the same upper room. The same upper room. Let's stay in unity. Mommy hit the nail on the head. You know, that's how the thing is going to come. They were all in one accord, in one place, then suddenly. And that's the key. You may be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah.